Mike King is a mental health advocate, as you well know. Gumboot Friday has launched an online counselling service in the face of rising COVID lockdown stress. The free online counselling services for Kiwis 25 years and under. The aim this year is to provide over 30,000 free counselling sessions by achieving a goal of $5 million. Mike King with us this morning. Mike, te nākwe.
Morena, brother.
Morena, I know that the work's ongoing for you, Mike, and big ups to you for the great effort that you've been putting in on others' behalf. Extraordinary times, and of course, you know, one of the things we don't factor in very much is how our young people are coping with lockdown and COVID and uncertain futures. It's good to see Gumboot Friday still launching its online counselling service. Tell us about it.
Well, it's something we've had up our sleeve for a while. It was something we wanted to do. We just decided we needed to move pretty quickly with lockdown and you know, the extra stresses put on our rangatahi and our tamariki. You know, being cut off from their friends, sitting ruminating with you know, with negative thoughts. So. Quite often when young people are stressed, it's very hard for them to, you know, to talk to family about it. And they're just looking for an independent ear that they can bounce ideas off. And that was the idea behind it.
Tell us about the counsellors and the skill sets they carry.
We've got many different types of counselling. We've got, you know, from your standard counsellors to psychotherapists, psychologists, psychiatrist, a really wide range of counsellors. If people go to gumbootfriday.org.nz, click on the choose a counsellor button and it'll come up with location, but underneath the location there are some tabs. Click the online tab and I think at last count there are 173 counsellors there. Ready to go. Just click on the counsellor you like. They'll be in touch with you inside 48 hours and you should be seen within a week.
Ka pai, the counsellors put their name forward to you, Mike, or do you source their talents?
No. So counsellors come to us. They say we'd like to be part of the whānau and we put their details up online along with their location. So it's a really simple process. It's a three-click process. Once you click on the counsellor that you need or you want to see, you'll see the photo there and you go, oh, I like that person and I'll click on that person there. Your job's basically done. The counsellor will be in touch with you inside 48 hours. If they haven't contacted you in 48 hours, we get an alert and we'll chase them up for you. And then they make make a convenient time for the both of you and we pay the bill. Pretty simple.
Normally, counselling sessions would be held person to person, kānohiki to kānohi. How compromised is it or not that it is held in a remote way?
Yeah, so you'll actually, you know, yeah, it's done over the computer or on your phone through FaceTime or Zoom. So you still actually get to see the counsellor. You still get that, you know, it's not 100% perfect, obviously. I mean, face-to-face is always the priority, but in these times, it's the next best thing.
What's the situation? Have you seen an upsurge in need and desperation through lockdown, Mike? How do the numbers stack up?
Oh, it's been very, very steady. You know, it's been a steady increase. And that's not predicted to go down anytime soon.
Gumboot Friday is a neat initiative and was raising some good dough, but we're always expecting some tautoko as well from Wellington. Has that been forthcoming for your charity, I Am Hope, Mike?
There are issues. There are issues. What we've just discovered is the Ministry of Health doesn't recognise New Zealand counsellors. I only just found this out on Sunday that our counsellors don't meet the New Zealand Counsellors Association or Counsellors Aotearoa, are not recognised as a service by the Ministry of Health, which is ironic, given they recognise social workers and, you know, New Zealand counsellors, they have 3 years of training to get where they get to get their practising certificates, but it's just, yeah, it hasn't been recognised by the Ministry of Health, so it's an issue. Why is it an issue? Because 45% of our counsellors come from the New Zealand Counsellors Association.
Is there any extra pressure on our people, Māori Pacifica, low socioeconomic? You know, this whole situation has reminded us that we're fast becoming a has and have not society. Some are getting along pretty well on lockdown. Others are absolutely struggling. You can see it in their supermarket trolleys. What would you say of the impact that this lockdown is having disproportionately maybe on Māori and Pacifica people?
Yeah, we're going to have a huge disadvantage even with the online counselling, you know, simply because whānau often don't have the devices or they don't have the connectivity, you know, through Wi-Fi in the house. And, you know, even prepaid phones are extortionate costs, you know, to get the service they provide. So, yeah, I don't know what the answer to that is. That sits firmly with the government, brother.
You say loneliness is one of the major issues, loneliness and isolation. And what sort of collectively should we be doing or mindful of, Mike, and how do you lend a hand to somebody in these times that you sense, you know, needs a bit of a pick-me-up?
Well, one of the biggest problems for young people in this time is disconnection. You know, they're disconnected from their networks. They're spending probably too much time scrolling through social media and looking at everyone else who's pretending that they're having a great time, and it creates a lot of doubt for young people. So for me, there's a couple of things that we can do. One is listen. You know, we're quite often when young people come to us with a problem, we're desperate to fix it, so we do most of the talking. And most of the time, young people don't want you to fix anything. They just want you to listen. And two, we need to show a little more vulnerability. You know, my dad, when I was coming up, my dad always told me that, you know, when you're with your family, when you're your family's son, you know, you don't want to show any kind of weakness. You don't want to show that you're scared or you're worried about anything, because that creates fear among the kids. That piece of advice was rubbish. What our kids need to see sometimes from us is a little bit of vulnerability. They also need to know that, you know, we have fears, we have doubts, and by discussing those fears and doubts, it normalises the fear and doubts that our kids are going through.
Are you holding up through all of this, mate? Yeah, this is Tomaha heavy work.
I'll be honest with you, brother. I'm struggling with this one. You know, the uncertainty of, you know, when we're coming out, what we're going to be doing, what it looks like. You know, I'm just like everybody else. I'm a bit over it. I'm double vaccinated, and just hoping everyone else gets out there and gets theirs, so they can, you know, they can be around for their whānau.